Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Plebeians Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm your host, Nick Delfino, and joining me, as always, our very own commissioner and jacket giver, Ryan Fitch. Ryan, great to have you in the pod.
Oh, great to be here. Winter is coming. You know, it's getting a little cold out. It's time to give some jackets, Nick.
Yeah, you're a caring friend. Yeah. And I think you see people out there in the cold, the wind's blowing, and you ask yourself, what can I do? How can I help? And you're a good guy. You give him a nice jacket.
I'm here to help people out, you know.
With you are, fair and of course, if you don't know what we're talking about, there was a trade that just went through in the league between Sid and Ryan. Sid chose to enter the Thunderdome, which doesn't feel unusual for Sid, right, Ryan? I feel like
Sid loves to trade. Will we know?
Sid loves to trade around midseason. I feel like midseason hits. Yeah, she gets itchy for a trade. And Ryan, you love having people over in the Thunderdome. Love it.
I love trading.
It's one of the best. You're an entertainer at heart.
Yeah, let's get a deal that works for both of us. And obviously, the league disagreed at least for the first offer. So you know, there might be a second offer.
Yeah. Third so the offer. Original trade, the original, just to spell it out for everyone who's listening, the original trade was Latavius Murray and T.J. Hockenson from Sid's team. Yep. And Ryan would then give Sid Daryl Henderson and Alexander Mattinson.
Yep.
And Ryan, how did that go down for you from your perspective in the league chat?
You know, Almog didn't seem to enjoy it. And I respect Almog's opinion. And I think as the commissioner, I deserve a certain level of scrutiny. So I was like, all right, let's cancel this one. Let's go back to the drawing board. Even if it's just a simple, Sid gets to keep Latavius Murray, I'm fine with that.
Yeah. And is that the latest? Because I saw you canceled it. Is that the latest offer on the table? It's Latavius Murray. Or sorry, not Latavius Murray. It's Hockenson for Henderson and Mattinson.
Correct.
Okay. I mean, I still don't like it, but that's okay. I think it's better.
You can have that trade right now for Waller if you want. I'll cancel this.
Absolutely not. I mean, yeah, so that is Ryan and I had been talking yesterday about making a trade for the same players.
There are only a few teams in this league that need running backs, and I have four solid options. I even have like a couple options on my bench that I wouldn't be like super upset if I needed to start in a pinch.
I just feel like the running backs in the NFL at large are pretty unreliable. Like most of them are committee running backs. They're not like workhorse running backs. And even those two running backs, like Madsen's pretty bad. And then Daryl Henderson's probably going to have like a few good weeks, but then as soon as the other running backs for the Rams come off IR, where's his value going to go?
You never know. That's the thing. You never know. Someone's a hot hand. You might keep riding them.
Yeah, maybe, but I think we have a good idea. I mean, the Rams also they still have a committee of like two other running backs, even with Henderson in the mix. So it's not as if like...
But Henderson's the one who's scoring the touchdowns.
And yeah, I mean, that's fair. I mean, I couldn't make it work for me, but I'm glad Sid found what she was looking for in that trade. God bless.
Okay. I don't think it was that bad, but you know, hey... Here we are.
No, I mean, I don't know. I feel like tight ends to me are rarer than the running backs you need, I guess. I don't know if that's true or not. That's how I think about it.
The only other trade I'd be willing to make, I feel like, is like package a wide receiver for an even better wide receiver. And like, who's willing to, like, you know, not a lot of people are willing to do that.
Yeah, that's a rare trade. We talked about Diggs Taylor potentially trying to find a way to make that work, but I looked at that a little bit. It's kind of tough. Like that doesn't really. I couldn't make that math in my head.
Yeah.
Because that almost feels like a pretty flat trade, you know.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, so I don't know. It was a tougher sell than I thought. But it's not just Ryan on the pod today. That's right. We have a special guest. No, I'm just kidding. We don't have a special guest. Could you imagine if we just talked for 4 minutes? Did an intro for it? That'd be awesome. We should do that.
You think we should do that? Eric.
That'd be really good. We just do the whole pod. Eric's on the line the whole time.
We're prone to forgetting Eric, so
you would wait to be introed. He's polite. He'd be like, I'm not jumping in.
Hey, he knows how it works.
Yeah. But yeah, there's no guest this week. It's just going to be Ryan and I only. So feel free to turn it off now if you don't want to listen. We're going to be going through all the current events on Apple News. So we're just going to go open up our Apple News app and just whatever the top five things are, we're just going to riff on those for a whole hour. Yeah, should be a good one. All right, Ryan, take us to the first news story.
Stocks are down today. Bigly.
Oh, yeah. It's a bad one.
It was a bad day.
I would HODL. HODL, am I right, team? It's all you can do, really. It's too low.
But in other news, the FanDuel boost lost for basketball, so I hope you didn't take that.
What was the FanDuel boost?
Giannis, Embiid, or Dame to get the first bucket of the game.
Oh, I didn't take that, thank God.
Yeah, so, Tobias Harris.
I took your other one.
Oh, yeah, the Stephon Diggs touchdown. Let's go, Diggs.
I really need Stephon Diggs to hit. That'd be huge for me. Get a few touchdowns from him. But yeah, anyway, Ryan, why don't you let's just dive into the power rankings. Let's rip them. Let's go through them. I think there's gonna be some fun stuff this week.
All right. Oh, I didn't pick a match. I'll have to pick a match of the week at some point. Down one spot to number 14, Melissa. Ooh.
Yeah.
Not. I think what we all expected. Melissa was only gonna have 1 week at 13. Sid ended up winning. Melissa ended up losing. Melissa didn't set her lineup. Welcome back to the basement.
Yep. I mean, could have been a decently competitive matchup, I think, if she moves some players around. I don't think it would have changed the outcome, but...
No, I don't think so either.
Could have been close.
I mean, she was never going to play Algier and Kelly. She may have played Algier.
That is kind of the truth there, is that, yeah, Josh Kelly finally had a good game, but you wouldn't have banked on that, so...
Yeah.
What can you do?
So, welcome back to the basement, Melissa. Down two spots to number 13 is Eric.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Eric finally had power, but didn't matter because half his team was on bye, to be fair. And his whole team was on bye. Yeah, he wasn't able to put up the most competitive lineup. And Bijan Robinson had a headache, I guess, and didn't play the entire game.
Yeah.
Without his coach didn't really say anything.
Yeah. And so people, that was a real issue, right? Because like literally he was about to suit up and he was like, I have a migraine. And they were like, all right.
Fuck that guy. Fuck Arthur Smith, you know?
Yeah.
He says he doesn't care about your bets or your fantasy team. Well, you know, I don't care about you.
I'd be curious to know if he played some bets of his own. It was kind of like, you know, I'll do a sneaky one.
Yeah.
I don't know that for a fact. That is pure conjecture on my part.
Guy's a slime ball.
I don't even know who's the coach in Atlanta.
Arthur Smith.
Where is he from?
I don't know. I don't know where he grew up. Before this,
that was his whole life story.
He coached in Tennessee.
Okay. Like for the Titans or just around, like field hockey.
Yeah, he was one of the best volleyball coaches in all of high school, Tennessee high schools. But
adapting's been tough for this guy. He's had a difficult path.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's awesome.
But, tough. You know, Eric will probably do better next week. Up two spots to number 12 is Sid. Sid found the win column. I think she also set her lineup. So, you know, people are setting their lineups again. That's good.
Scary times. Scary.
These are things you like to see, people setting their lineups. And, you know, solid, you know, her team's not very good outside McCaffrey, but it was more than enough to beat Joe.
Yeah, her top scorers this week, McCaffrey, Hockenson, Wilson, and she traded Hockenson away for... That's okay. That doesn't matter. It's fine. It's going to be good. It's going to be good.
It's going to be fine. Yeah, because she's not going to get 3.8 points from a running back spot, you know, because now she can have running backs.
Yeah, she's going to have She's probably going to have three running backs on her team. She's probably running a flex running back as well at this point. I don't know. You're going to play Luke Musgrave. I think he's injured. It's not for me to say. Not for me to say.
That,
not my team.
Look at that guy. He's got a power mustache. He'll send country to you.
He does look like Morgan Wallen. I think that's intentional on his part.
Probably works.
Probably works.
Down two spots to number 11 is Richard. Richard.
Oof.
Yeah, Richard was facing a tough one with bye weeks this week, and you know, took a .1 or -0.1 from a running back.
Yep.
So he had good performances from Puka and Mark Andrews, but the rest of his team kind of stunk. Sam Howell was terrible. Elijah Mitchell was terrible. You know, you need a couple power performances. It's hard to take a zero.
He had some tough buys, I guess, I don't know. I mean, yeah, maybe playing Jack.
Yeah.
Yeah, really just mix it, honestly. Yeah, he had a weird week.
Achan being hurt has really hurt Richard.
What has hurt Richard?
Not having Achan.
Oh, yeah, no, that's been kind of devastating, honestly. I mean, he got a few wins from Achan, though, and obviously when he comes back, I think, you know, that's a performance to look forward to, but...
He didn't mix it.
Survive until then.
I was gonna say, why is Richard seem so bad? He had Chubb. Chubb got hurt. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, he did have Chubb. Yeah.
He had Chubb. That makes more sense now.
Yeah. The knee inversion.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
He's got the pieces.
I think so too. One day, if Achan comes back and returns to form, down four spots to number 10. It is Austin. Whew. Number Austin one Grace. A week. Oh, yeah, number one a week ago, but injuries and bye weeks really caught up to Austin this week. He took 3 zeros in his lineup. Komet played, I think, was just bad. Metcalf didn't play. He didn't have other options. And Zach Evans...
The curse is real.
...didn't really play.
The number week, number one curse is real.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll get to that. Yeah, so you can't take that many zeros. His team won't be that bad going forward. He hopefully gets David Montgomery back soon. Maybe Deebo Samuel back soon. Jamar Chase and Devin Singletary will be off buys over. Austin will be able to set a better lineup going forward, but man, this was a tough week for Austin.
Montgomery, Montgomery's been doing well, right?
Montgomery's been doing very well, yeah.
Yeah. So.
Don't
worry, Austin. Only up from here. But man, 55-point week.
55 is really bad. It's really bad. That's back-to-back really bad weeks for Austin.
Yeah, that's tough. That's important because that's points. Points do matter. You know?
Tiebreakers are going to matter. Up three spots, number nine is Kevin.
Let's go, Kev.
Kevin's bounced back. You know, he was doom and gloom, but his team's in a solid spot.
I can't believe Kevin has really, really come into his own, honestly, after Aaron Rodgers getting injured game one. Seemingly AJ Brown being useless. He has a good team. It feels strong right now.
Yeah, it turns out AJ Brown not useless. Very good.
Yeah. He's turning around. So Barkley's good. I think as long as Barkley stays healthy, Kevin has a really strong team.
Yeah.
He has enough of the pieces there. Gus Edwards had a massive game this week. Probably not gonna ever happen again, but that's nice.
Yeah. But he's having guys who are having massive weeks. You know, they're kind of rotating between each other.
Good synergy.
And, you know, he's able to overcome starting Jordan Love at quarterback.
He has a lot of Houston players. Does he normally play all of them, or he just has them?
I think he'll probably play Collins and Stroud are very playable.
Wow. The stack? The Stroud-Collins stack? Yeah. You think Kevin's going to do it?
I'd rather Stroud than Love.
Crazy. Come on. Love is fine. He got 15 points. Oh, that was perfectly respectable.
Did you see his touchdowns?
Yeah, they were terrible.
They were the luckiest touchdowns of all time.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. We're looking at numbers. We don't care. We don't care how the points get on the board.
This guy is trash.
He's only number 14 position. Oh, he had a bye week though, so I guess that kind of messes things up.
Trash.
Still. I mean, come on. We've passed a lot of worse. We've passed a lot worse QBs than Jordan Love. You know? It's like you're telling you'd rather have Sam Howell. You're like, oh, let me play Sam Howell.
No, because their offensive line is trash. So he can't. Yeah. It's hard for him to throw the ball.
But you think Sam, you're like, but Sam Howell, he's talent. Like, he's good. If he just had the better O-line around him.
I mean, honestly, I would take Sam Howell over Jordan Love at this point.
Oh my god.
I at least take the opportunity.
The Jordan Love slander is off the charts here. Off the charts.
I'm taking a stand. Crazy. But yeah, I probably wouldn't be thrilled about starting Sam Howell either. So
the strong guess what Sam Howell's lowest score is this year?
Probably negative.
Okay, it's 0.6, so almost.
Yeah. Yeah, he had a really good bad game against Buffalo. Yeah.
Yeah, he had a game against Buffalo that is you want to forget.
What was his highest?
Also 0.6, shockingly. No, it was 25.
And what did Jordan Love have? 24.
Oh, come on. I mean, that's a hair split there. That's a hair split. Yeah.
Sounds like boomer bust guy.
Sounds like the Dan Jones flyer, the Sam Howe flyer.
Yeah.
Oh, God. All right. Moving on. Give me a win.
Down three spots, number 8 is Joe. Joe seems kind of a roller coaster.
He'd never know what you're going to get with Joe's team. Kind of like a box of chocolates. Oh, no. Did he play the Pittsburgh players again?
Not really.
He played one.
Well, Freiermuth is on the IR, so can't really play Freiermuth.
Dawson Knox now, also on IR.
Yeah, also. So he'll have to figure out a tight end. Raheem Mostert got hurt. It was just a weird week for Joe. I mean, it seems pretty good.
I would trade Najee Harris for TJ Hockenson. To you, Ryan. To you.
I would not do that. I don't want Najee Harris. No. I'll flip TJ Hockenson, though. I'll pull, like, you know, that guy who went on Amazon, like, trade or made Craigslist trade and went from, like, a paper clip to a car. I'll try that sort of thing with Daryl Henderson.
You kind of already did that. So in this situation, just to be clear, Daryl Henderson, you think, is a paper clip and you just trade it up to a.
Well, I did pick him up this week. So, like.
Okay. So you picked him up for free.
No, I spent $20.
Spent 20 fab on him. No one
I was the only one to bid on him, which I thought was weird.
Dude, sometimes it's empty in there. Sometimes you think, like, oh, it's going to be crazy.
People are busy. I understand I'm busy. So.
You know, I looked at Henderson and I thought about it, but I read the little synopsis thing, and not that I know anything about football, but I read it and it just didn't really inspire confidence in me, you know?
I was willing to spend more, too. I was like,
it was like, oh, he's part of a committee with two other running backs, the other running backs on IR. Like, I was kind of like, eh. Maybe he'll be good. I have no idea.
In Henderson, we trust. But yeah, if I could turn Hockenson into a Lamborghini, then, like, yeah, that'd be awesome.
Let's find out. TE4. That's not nothing. It's pretty nice.
Tight end 4, yeah. You could do worse than that. You know, both your tight ends could be on IR.
It could be. Is that your fate? Oh, yeah, but yeah, no, that's Joe's fate. Yeah,
that's Joe's fate, yeah.
Knox and Freiermuth.
All right, tough. we'll talk about my fate though. Up three spots, number 7 to me. Jeez. Just you know, I don't win. I don't win pretty these days, but another win, another one in the books.
You have Jonathan Taylor, heard of? You know, your team is. Yikes.
Burrow's on bye, but Cooper Kupp didn't have a good week, but I survived it. Jonathan Taylor had a great week. Ramondre had a pretty solid week. Christian Kirk is.
Manson got a strong 5.2.
Yeah, yeah. That's fine.
Yeah.
Number running back 20.
It just tells you how little that means if he's running back 20. You know what I mean?
Running back 20.
Like a running back 20 is like a tight end 20. It's like, oh, so they're doing nothing.
You got to play two of them. Matter. So.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean,
running back 20's got a lot of value because you got to play two of them.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I think it just speaks to the how worthless the position is now in this league. I mean, you know, Ryan, I think your team, I think Stevenson's solid. I think Taylor's obviously shown to be really good. Cooper Kupp. I think Cooper Kupp's probably the biggest gamble. I don't want to say he took a gamble with him because he ended up going on IR, I think, after he picked him up. But I feel like his value has gone down just because Puka and it seems like other wide receivers on the Rams have kind of taken over a little bit.
Yeah, I think he'll bounce. That was a weird week. I think he'll bounce back. Big things going forward for Cooper Kupp.
But nice job, Ryan. Nice job ranking yourself, going up.
Rank it up. Up to number 6, Nick.
Let's go. That's not good for me, but let's go.
Continues to climb.
You know, how do you feel? Slow and steady. That's how I feel.
Is this your best week yet?
Yeah, it's number 3. Scoring this week. I like my team. I mean, I don't have, as Ryan likes to point, I have no depth at running back.
Yep.
I truthfully just don't really care about the position that much. I truly think Brian Robinson and Rashad White have been fine. Like, they've kind of done what they need to do every week. That's what I would say.
They do enough. Diggs,
Sutton, and Watson, and Waller, who are, you know, carrying the bulk of the weight. And then I got Jalen Hurts at anchor. And I also had an 18-point kicker this week.
I was looking at that. An 18-point kicker, that is nice.
That falls into the category of, like, if you have an 18-point kicker, you probably didn't lose that week.
Yeah. One thing I want to comment on after, you know, doing some trades, looking around on the site, IBM Watson's really fallen off.
You know, that's interesting you said that, because I tried to use it earlier to trade you Jonathan Taylor, and it's not as useful anymore.
It like has no predictive capabilities. It's like,
no.
It literally just looks at the raw numbers and it's like, yes, this is good based on, you know, raw numbers, yes or no.
Yeah. No, it's so interesting you said that, because like I was looking up like, oh, what does the Diggs to Taylor trade look like? And it was just raw numbers and like the rank, like the current rank. It didn't really put any thinking into it. And I remember previous years, like it would help you mix and match more. Like, oh, maybe you want to do this instead. Or like, oh, maybe you don't want this player. Maybe you need a different player. And now it feels very just like, here are the raw numbers. It looks like this. It's like, okay.
I mean, Watson was on Jeopardy like 15 years ago. I think we got to bring it behind the woodshed, put it down.
Yeah.
And, you know, let's get some Claude AI in there.
Claude AI.
Straight up. Yeah.
We're sponsored, by the way, officially sponsored by Claude AI. No, we're not. Please don't sue us. But honestly, though, it is kind of funny, Ryan, because like Watson was the original AI in a lot of ways. And IBM literally, kind of in classic IBM fashion, was there really early and then just totally dropped the ball. They had no idea what to do with the tech.
And now ESPN's just like got this fucking dinosaurs. It's like wheeling out Lee Corso on College Game Day every week. They can barely put a sentence together, but you know, they put on the headgear and everyone claps. It's like Watson says if it's a good trade or not, but and everyone claps, but it doesn't mean they thought about it at all.
I almost feel like it's deliberately dumb. Like it's like a feature, not a bug.
Yeah, because they don't want people to actually like get smarter or anything.
Maybe I'm gonna guess too. I bet ESPN, you know, they're trying to save some money. I bet like the IBM Watson V10 or whatever version they're on is probably pretty expensive per request. So they're just like, let's just go back to the V1. No one's going to know. And so like, it literally is just like junk in, junk out. And like, everyone's like, that's fine.
Yeah. You just plaster the name on there. Like, oh, Watson's helping me out. I remember the Jeopardy 20 years ago.
It's like, it just answers trivia. Like, you're like, I want to know if this trade's good. It's like, I can tell you that.
It only knows Alex Trebek's voice.
It can't take text requests. You have to voice translate to Alex Trebek's voice and then send it to IBM Watson, and then it'll respond.
It put Ken Jennings in the dirt, and man, it puts your fantasy team in the dirt too.
Yeah, it does. It does. It is bad. I have to agree. I am wondering when they're going to be like, here's our new AI tool. I just think, honestly, it's too expensive. I literally bet they're just like on the phone, just like doing raw math. Because they're just like, that's fine. That's so fast. No one's gonna know.
No one's gonna. All right. Well, I'm glad I got that out of my system. Up two spots, number five is Petey.
Petey.
Another solid week for Petey. Petey got 31 points from Donta Foreman.
I was gonna say, that's, what the heck?
That's real nice. Took a zero from Jonathan Williams, but didn't matter. Or Jameson Williams. He had a lot of bye weeks, and it just didn't affect him. Cause, like you said, when you get a bench player to get you 31, funny. And he could be useful going forward now. You know, one big week and all of a sudden you're the lead running back in Chicago.
Well, I feel like Fields being out too probably helped a little bit, right?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Just running constantly. I also heard, I don't know, Ryan, maybe you know more about this. I heard, is Henry on the trade block?
I mean, who? Tennessee's a weird team, who knows?
Yeah. Is like Tannehill still the quarterback?
He's hurt.
Oh, when did that
happen? 2 weeks ago. So it's either going to be Will Levis this week.
That's crazy. I feel like you never hear anything about Ryan Tannehill. Like no one's ever talking about him.
Because you know what? You know I said Jordan Love's bad. Ryan Tannehill's really bad.
Yeah. I don't know why the Titans keep rolling with Tannehill. Do you think they would have?
It's like you can do worse, but like you can do like, I don't know. I'd rather just like try to do better.
So this is what I was going to say, right? At a certain point, it's like, okay, we've tried with Tannehill a lot. It's not going to get better from here. Like, I don't think he's all of a sudden going to come out and be like a phenom. So we might as well just cut our losses and like take a rookie or try and revive someone else's career.
Yeah, right? just start rolling out other random people like Chicago, like this Tyler Bagent kid. Like, hey, you never know. Maybe he's
why not?
Maybe he's worse than that. I would just keep trying Tyler Bagent's. Like, you know, Kurt Warner was bagging groceries before he was the MVP of the league. So
true. I'm gonna call it right now. My prediction: Mac Jones to the Titans, end of the year.
Okay,
that's my prediction.
I don't hate that. I don't hate that prediction.
He's not staying in the Patriots, obviously. So like, Titans are a good landing spot. I could see Vrabel making a compelling argument.
Like, we can do worse than Mac Jones.
Hopefully, that's not what he tells Mac Jones. That's not what you. That's if you're selling something, not how I would open it. But yeah, hey,
that's how he sells it to his team, though. He's like, guys, we could do worse than him.
In the locker room, he's like, and remember, don't say anything, but like when he comes in, and then he comes in like 1 minute later.
Everyone's happy. Yeah.
We're like, it's so good to see you, man. Yeah. Yeah, that's tough. Anyway, good job, Pete. Good job.
Down one spot to number four is Chris. It's a tough week. Tough week for Chris. You know, it seems kind of at full strength. Nicole's wasn't, and he could not get the job done.
Yeah. Nicole's second highest score. Tough turn into that.
Yeah. But Calvin Ridley kind of stunk. Tua had a bad week. Besides Rashid Rice over Calvin Ridley, which I don't think you would have done in the.
Yeah.
In hindsight, like, he was starting his best lineup, and it wasn't even particularly close.
This is one of those things. Like, I mean, I think Chris's team across the board did pretty okay, besides Tua, and then he would have still probably lost at that point anyway. And so then you really just need your supporting cast to pick up the slack, which is totally hit or miss. Mm-hmm. Like, is your kicker going to get 15 points? I don't know. That'd be cool, though.
It's cool. Yeah, I'm sure it is nice to have your kicker get 18.
Pretty easy. I just picked him out. You know, it's super easy to do. Just go to waivers.
My kicker missed like 3 field goals and got cut the next day. So,
are you serious? Who'd you have?
I had Brett Maher of the Rams. Terrible.
Oh. Fuck that guy. He always had problems. Didn't he miss another field goal like last year? That was like
a Super Bowl or something. He missed a bunch of field goals for Dallas in the playoffs last year.
No, so how can you give someone a job after that?
I mean, there's only, you know, there's not 32 good quarterbacks in the league. There's not 32 good kickers in the league, and that's.
But you could probably. Okay, you'll probably know this. Has someone ever done this where, like, they just go to, like, a retired soccer player from, like, the Premier League, and they're just like, hey,
I just don't think it's that easy.
Really? You don't think a soccer player could, like, learn to kick a football into a
field goal? I'm sure they could, but, like, not, like, on a whim like that. Like, they gotta...
Yeah, like, 2 months of training?
They gotta be willing to put in the effort and the practice.
I mean, Mason Crosby was doing it into, like, 45, and, like, I don't really think he was, like...
The Rams worked on Mason Crosby this week, so maybe he might come back.
Oh my god, you gotta be kidding me. I didn't even know that.
Guy's like automatic from 45. And
he's still good. I mean, he's still soft. I'm just saying, like, you think you'd be like, oh, I'm just gonna go find like a college soccer player from like a D1 team who could probably just rocket this in.
But yeah, you think there would be guys who like who were soccer players or college kickers even.
Yeah,
who probably have the talent, who are willing to put in the work of just like, I'm gonna kick all day and like get this figured out.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I think like, you give like a college kicker 2 months to just really train up with like an elite, you know, squad behind him. He'll probably. I mean, is he gonna do worse than some of these people are doing? I don't know. Maybe.
But yeah, I mean, clearly it's not as easy as we say it. As we say it is, because then more people will be doing.
Well, that was that. Remember, who was the one? Was it for the Bears? The guy who like missed like every field goal, or maybe it was Crosby, and everyone gave him so much flack for it. And like then like the next day, it was like in Chicago downtown, like a bar, like set up like a fake kicking area to like have people try it, and like everyone kept messing up.
Yeah, kicking is very difficult.
But I'm not. The thing is, though, like, I'm not saying I could do it. I'm just more saying like I'd have to imagine you could take a college kicker or even like a soccer player and make them a good football kicker in like a few months.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I don't disagree.
It's above my pay grade.
Yeah. So someone forgot this kicking problem.
Someone just do it.
Down one spot to number 3 is Almog. Man, where did Almog go wrong this week? No one did well. Except Mike Evans, really.
It's a weird week for a lot of teams. Yeah.
He left 27 points on his bench for Jordan Addison. That's not that it mattered.
What's going on?
Almog's kicker also got zero.
That's gonna hurt. Let me see. Let's check those. Let's do a little statty check.
Didn't miss anything. Didn't attempt anything.
Wow. Okay, so that's really not on him.
No.
Wow. That's kind of chilling though. If you're a kicker, like you never go out. You're just like,
it's a fun day at the office.
You're just sitting on the bench all the time. It's like, all right, they're getting close, and then they're just like, oh, never mind.
Almog really needs Kyler Murray to come back because Geno Smith has been not great.
Geno Smith's kind of rough. How long? Let's talk trade for Purdy.
Well, he's concussed this week, so.
Is he out, officially out this week?
No, he's not.
I know he's in protocol.
He's probably not going to play.
Oh, come on, Purdy. He's fine. He's fine. I talked to him. He's good.
There's no one in bye week this week, though, so that should be fine.
Yeah. I like Almog's team. I think Almog's, like, fine. I think he had some bye week stuff.
Did?
Kareem Hunt being. Oh, he should play Kareem Hunt. Well, I don't know. I think Almog has the pieces. I think he just needs to move some stuff around. A little bit of a down week, though, for some of his key players across the board.
But Almog's team does have down weeks. We got to remember that.
Yeah. But you know the thing is, though? He has the pieces.
Yeah.
Like, even on his bench, like, he had the pieces to pull out a win this week, I think.
Just got to figure it out.
And maybe a new kicker. I don't know.
All right. Up two spots at number two, my mom. Bouncing back and
forth.
Your
mom's team is scary.
It's because the high-end talent is high-end.
It is.
You know?
It really is.
Like, not everyone had a good week this week, but, you know, Laporta, good. Zay Flowers is good. Olave's good. Tyreek Hill's a monster. Pacheco's good. Gibbs had his best week of the season.
Yeah, I feel like where your mom is just shining is that, like, she probably has, like, the only good running back core in the league. So that's nice.
Yeah, and then having Tyreek Hill, who number one player in fantasy.
And now she has Dalton Kincaid, which is pretty nice. So she's chilling.
Yep. She's not even going to play him.
Oh, she's like, I'm sitting him. I don't even need him.
Yeah, you got Laporta.
Yeah. Right, you should trade with your mom.
Tight end three. Well, I didn't know what to give up for Kincaid. For 4 weeks
of Kincaid. Send it to Madison, unless you think she wouldn't take it, because she knows it's a bad trade.
I mean, if I wouldn't take that.
Yeah. No, well, I think you could get more for Kincaid for sure. Because I think he was already pretty good. And now that Knox is out, it's like he could easily become a Kelsey type or something. You don't know.
No, I wouldn't go that. I wouldn't go that far.
He could easily become a Derrick Henry type. I don't know.
Mm.
Less likely? All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, seems strong. It's scary. Yeah. I think as long as your big players stay healthy, like, I don't know.
Yeah, I say Cant was hit. Her bench isn't very good. Cant was hit an injury.
Yeah. That's really the only thing, but, like, the other thing, though, is she could trade. Like,
but she's not making the waiver pickups, like, to improve her bench at all. Like, she's just sitting on some of these.
There are no waiver pickups to improve your bench. That's a fallacy. There's nothing out there. I mean, like, I give you credit for picking up Henderson and trading it. I don't think like that, but that's a good move.
Yeah, I was like, he needs to be owned. I got the foul. Like, she's holding Alan Lazard on her team. He's wide receiver 68. That's not good. That is just, that's bad.
But the wide receiver, like, what's the top wide receiver on waiver right now? Probably, like, wide receiver 102. So.
But, like, that's someone you could be churning to, like, see, like, hey, maybe try to find get some foresight going and see if you can find the next guy. Hmm. You don't need wide receiver 68 on your team.
Fair. All right. And number one.
For the first time, we have the number same in the same spot. They're in number one. Nicole.
Oh, yeah.
Nicole won. Was number one last week. Yeah. She had bad bye weeks. No Justin Jefferson. Keontae Ingram barely played. Took a zero and still put up 120. 30 from Lamar. 30 from Kelsey.
That trade looking really good.
Dubes caught a lucky touchdown, you know.
Yep.
It's looking good for Nicole.
And I once again, her team
team's
really
sick.
Strong.
Yeah, her team's awesome. Incredible.
Her team's awesome. Jackson's awesome. I mean, Breece Hall is on bye. Jefferson's on IR. Doesn't really even need him. Kyron Williams on IR. Like, she literally has people, it's like she's just waiting to get back who are going to come come through and, you know, start
like our team at full strength is going to put us in the dirt.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, this is like half strength and it's like just crushing. Scary. It does seem like this top two, your mom and Nicole, huge. Very, very, very strong.
I think Nicole's team's better than my mom's.
No, I do too, but I'm just like, there's a there's a tier difference with those two.
This is what happens when you just hit all your draft picks.
Yeah. Yeah, you're so right. Yeah, it's like everyone, Nicole and your mom, neither of them have really had like a real dud, you know?
Yeah.
Where it's like they paid a high price and they got nothing. It's like everything's pretty much hit.
Yeah, I think she must have picked up Kyren Williams probably.
I think she did, yeah.
And then besides that, it's all players. Did she pick up Swift?
She drafted Kyren Williams. 196 overall, 14th.
Wow. Round. Yeah, see, this is where you hit every pick.
Like, that's nice.
Swift, you draft Kyren Williams, you draft Breece Hall. Like, obviously, Justin Jefferson was number one. And you trade him for Travis Kelce. Bing, bang, boom. And you're cooking with gas.
Yeah, that's just nice. Yeah. That is just nice.
So, you know, I hope we didn't just jinx Nicole's team, but we'll see what happens.
Good team is good. What can you say?
Good teams are good. All right, let's see how we did last week in the picks. Who was our guest? Was Almog our guest last week?
Yep.
Must have been. I'm sorry. I'm doing this a little bit on the fly.
It's okay. I'll fill the gap a little bit.
I beat Richard. Peter beat Eric. Ooh, you didn't pick Peter. Wow, that's...
I picked Eric.
I believed in you, Eric. But I didn't pick. I was the only person not to pick Nicole. Ooh. We all picked my mom. Nice, nice. We all picked Almog. Ooh, that's a loss. Right.
Hurts. I mean, all those rejections were just nuts.
Me and Nick picked Nick. We talked Almog into picking Melissa. There we go. That was nice. And then we all picked Joey. We all took an L there.
Nice. Good for us.
So I went 4-3. The guest and Nick both went 3-4.
Nice.
So I open up a 2-game lead on you for the picks. So it's within reach, but I have a nice little lead. Let's see what we got for matchups this week. Melissa, Joe, Almog, Sid versus Nick, Chris versus Austin, Eric versus Richard, Nicole versus Peter. This is a tough one. What should be matchup of the week? Who hasn't been in matchup of the week yet? Been using the same teams a lot, so I'm trying.
Have you done your team yet?
Yeah, me and you was matchup of the week.
Oh, okay, yeah. I kind of like Kevin and you.
All right, let's do it. I don't think Kevin's been matchup of the week yet. Me versus Kevin, matchup of the week, and it's
these are like two mid tier teams. That's kind of what I like.
Big win. I think we're right next to each other in the standings. Yeah, we're 7-8. I am projected for 103. Kevin's projected for 109. I look at it and like,
you can't make sense of it either.
I can't. we look very close, but he has a check mark on every spot compared to
me. You don't like Stroud? You're not up on Stroud?
I just think our teams are pretty close, but I guess he just has the edge in a lot of places.
Well, I think DJ Moore could score a sneaky 45 at any given day.
That's so true.
You gotta take that into account, you know?
I don't know. I mean, I'm going to have Hockenson. So, you got to replace that. That'll be a little bump in the projections. I'm going to pick myself.
I'm also going to pick you here, I think.
What the fuck?
I don't know. I think Hawkins is going to be a big difference maker here. And I like Kevin's team a lot, but I can't. I don't know. I'm having a hard time convincing myself it's the move. Also, Ryan, you're going to get a different defense, right?
No, Colts D. Let's go.
Oh, my God.
New Orleans? You ever watch Derek Carr play?
Yeah, God, that's rather, fair. That's, you know what? I walked into that. That's fair.
I might rather Jordan Love.
Derek Carr hands the ball off to the defense. Also, we're doing this at 8:16. I don't think the game started yet. Oh, it just started. Okay.
Yeah. So I'm turning on my Twitch. I'm turning on my stream right now. Let's see if we're going to get first drive. Stats. Did you bet first drive field goal?
I can't confirm or deny, but yes, I did bet first drive
field goal. All right, well, let's see how it goes. I'll be rooting for you.
Thanks, man.
Next matchup, Nicole versus Peter. Nicole projected for 96. She has not set her lineup yet, so she's really projected for 110, I think.
I'm picking Nicole.
And Peter's projected for 100 flat. He's got two players playing right now, so it'll really depend on how they do. But yeah, I'm picking Nicole.
Zeus Decay. Yeah. Nicole for me, in case you didn't hear.
I heard. Eric versus Richard. Eric projected for 100, Richard for 96. Both teams have set their lineups at this point. Eric's got his team back, and I think that makes a difference. There are no bye weeks this week. That's really important. So it's just like, which team full strength is better? And at this point, I think it's Eric.
I'm going to pick Eric purely for the fact that Richard has Sam Howell going into Philadelphia this week. And Eric has Kirk Cousins going into Green Bay, so that's pretty nice. Yeah, I like Eric's team this week.
Yeah. Well, big first down there to keep the field goal hope alive.
Let's go. Field goal.
All right, Chris versus Austin. Austin projected for 98, but I think that might be thrown off slightly by the Bills defense going right now. Chris projected for 108. Man. Austin's just got too many injuries right now.
Yeah, but Austin's a pretty nasty injury bug, I feel like.
Yeah, I think I might pick Austin team full strength, but it's just not full strength, so I'll pick Chris.
Same, picking Chris. I think we're locked for all these, right? We're not diverging yet.
Yeah, we've not diverged. I think we might diverge here. Nick versus my mom. Oh, maybe not. Oh, holy shit. God,
I don't even know I'm going to diverge here.
My mom's projected for 123?
That, like, feels wrong.
It doesn't feel right, yeah.
Yeah.
Nick, you're here for 103, right. Like, a respectable number.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's one of those things, like, what am I supposed to do with those projections?
Yeah.
Am I actually supposed to, like, because if I pick myself, like, I mean.
Well, to be fair, Almog was projected for, like, 123 when he played me, and he put up 90, so.
I mean, the thing is, though, is that your mom's matchups this week are pretty delightful. I mean, Herbert in Chicago, Gibbs into Las Vegas, Pacheco into Denver. Oh, man, I mean, sheesh. I'm gonna pick myself, you know, respect, but.
Nice. That is respectful.
I think in my head, I'm definitely like, your mom's going to crush me.
Yeah. Wow, that was a big projection. All right. Almog versus Sid. Sid's team's not, you know, she's got to have a new running back, so, and she's going to have a new tight end. Hard to say what she's projected for.
So
right now,
new running back should give her 20 points combined, right?
Yeah, we'll bump projections for sure.
So she'll probably be like over 100 easily. Probably like 105,
yes.
Right?
Yeah, I'm going to project for, you know, that 111, 112.
Ooh, can't play right now. Can I bet on Russell Wilson? Can I bet on Geno Smith, though?
Yeah, tough matchup for Geno too.
I'm gonna go sit here. Why not?
Right, I'll pick Almog.
Why not? The magic lives on. It lives in all of us.
Mm-hmm. Melissa versus Joe to round it out. Melissa predicted for 100. Joe predicted for 108. I've liked Joe's team at full strength. He has a new tight end. He's got Conklin.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, that's not great, but the rest of Joe's team, I think, is pretty good. As long as Mostert plays, I think he's questionable.
Everyone loves Key Conk.
That could be tricky. He might have to play Najee. You know, the more Pittsburgh players, the better. Melissa just has no good options.
Yeah, I mean, you could put in Algier.
Melissa's team, like, you can't even fleece Melissa's team in a trade.
Yeah, you could.
If
you needed a QB.
Sure, yes. But not many people need QBs.
I mean, I feel like Hubbard's been fine, right?
He's not even the starting running back, though. He had a good week. He had one good week.
That's, you know, trade high round. You know all about that.
Ah, punt. Sorry, Nick. That's a loser.
Ugh. Ugh. I mean, so the funny thing about that bet, right, is like you don't know who's going to be driving
first. You don't know who's got the ball, yeah.
So you're pretty much betting on like, okay, you need to assume that both teams are good enough to even get the field goal.
Yeah. I'm going to pick Joe, by the way.
Yeah, that's fair. I'm feeling, I don't know. These are, once again, kind of squishy matchups for Joe's team. I feel like Melissa has harder matchups. I'm going to pick Melissa. Why not?
Wow, all right. You might really tank your picks this week.
I mean, I think I've really diverged on two, right?
Three.
Okay, that's fine. I mean, I feel like one of them will hit, so it'll be fine. I kind of like Eagles defense into Washington.
That is a nice matchup. That's one of the best matchups you can get.
I mean, then again, Ravens and Arizona is not necessarily hard either, but...
Yeah, but Arizona doesn't have a Swiss cheese offensive line.
Yeah, that's kind of my thing. Yeah, I kind of feel like Eagles are going to eat Washington. All right, cool. That does the matchups, and that kind of does the pod as well. Ryan, anything you'd like to say to the league?
No, I hope everyone's doing well. You know, we're all busy, but just appreciate everyone listening to the pod, setting their lineups, you know, putting in some waiver claims, having some fun.
Love the sentiment. All right, Ryan, well, thank you so much. Best of luck on your bets this evening. May they all hit. And to our listeners, may your bets hit. And also to our listeners, please like, rate, subscribe, wherever you get your podcasts. Ciao.
Ciao.
I'm worried what they'll say. I'm worried.